Well, I'll start this morning with a poem that one of us here among us wrote to go with our theme. You know, Brian Tanner, I was really glad to see when Brian decided to come to the retreat this year too, first time. We've had about four retreats now or something. It's like, all right, Brian's finally coming, right on. So, hopefully you'll come back, you know. Hopefully we didn't scare you too bad. Oh, but not one of these retreats before. Yeah, you've been to men's retreats. We haven't been to a man camp.
Men don't retreat anyway.
But let's try to hear the words of this poem. It's called Warrior Poet Songs. Snow-capped testimonies of your majesty surrounds us with your power and love. Hear our battle cries. Extinguish the flames from our pine cone sins, sharing our doubts, fears, and hopes. We come to the cross. Circle your arms around us with your protection and love. Laughter, fellowship, and strength empower us to accomplish your divine will for our lives. We return home with a renewed battle cry to share your love and truth. We love you, Lord. Touchstone Warrior Poets. Well, this final gathering that we have together is about praise and thanksgiving. And there are few places that we can find as many expressions of praise and thanksgiving as we find in the Psalms. The Psalms are full of praise and thanksgiving. And I think it's interesting that we find, on one hand, the cries of the heart, the songs of lament, a third of the Psalms. And there are just as many or more Psalms that are praise and thanksgiving. So we have the full spectrum, don't we? And we see how God takes us from the dark place to the light of joy and praise, renewed vision, where we can offer up gratitude. Because we can look back on what he's taken us through and where he's brought us, what he's given us. Praise and thanksgiving are important and essential parts of our lives as men after God's own heart. David, we mentioned him earlier on Friday night, that he was a man after God's own heart. He was a warrior poet. And praise and thanksgiving was a huge part of his life. I mean, he would just burst out with these amazing expressions of praise to his God and thanksgiving. And he just didn't care what anybody thought about that. Remember when his wife, you know, was mocking him because he was dancing before the Lord in front of all the people in his undergarment as they were bringing the ark back to Jerusalem. He was so excited. He was just praising the Lord. And that shallow wife of his, Michael. Oh, you're embarrassing all of us acting like that. He said, woman, I'm here to praise the Lord. This is a good day. And you ought to be praising the Lord too. But instead you have a dark, empty heart. You don't get it. You're shallow. Deep people praise and thank their God. We live in an age of just a lack of gratitude. There's a sense of entitlement among people. And entitlement is the exact opposite of praise and gratitude. It takes a humble person to offer praise and gratitude, to recognize that they owe thanks. Entitlement and a lack of gratitude, there's no class in that. It's a very unbecoming thing. It's not the way of a man. That's the way of a boy. And we are here to be men. And men offer praise and thanksgiving. Because real men are humble. Real men are not carrying around a sense of entitlement, but a sense of servanthood, a desire to offer our strength for the good of others. We recognize that we're only what we are by the goodness and the grace of the Lord. So let's turn to Psalm 34. And rather than doing a lot of teaching about praise and thanksgiving, I mostly want us to just look at some expressions of praise and thanksgiving that we have in the Psalms. And I've chosen four Psalms for us to take a look at this morning, to just read together and, think about what the author is saying. But I want to begin with Psalm 34. This is a Psalm of David. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted, his majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints. For the people of Israel who are near him, praise the Lord. One last one, Psalm 136. This is a responsive reading psalm. And as I read the first half of the verse, I want you to say the second half of the verse, which is, "For his steadfast love endures forever." For his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who by understanding made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth above the waters. To him who made the great lights. The sun to rule over the day. The moon and stars to rule over the night. I'm skipping to verse 23. It is he who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. He who gives food to all flesh. Give thanks to the God of heaven. Amen.